celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. You know, when we travel with our Lab Junior and our Boxer Jake, we try to include them in as many activities as we can. But every once in a while, there are venues where dogs are not allowed, so we check them into a doggy daycare. So while in Chicago for our annual pet adoption tour, both Junior and Jake lived the high life at Paradise for Paws. And here to tell us about his unique program is Sock Nadim, CEO and founder, also known as Top Dog. Hi, Sock, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So you and I have known each other for a while, and there's quite an interesting story about what made you decide to open your upscale boarding and daycare facility, Paradise for Paws. So tell us about that.
Sure. So I used to be the Road Warrior consultant in my past life. I traveled every week, Monday through Thursday, so you can kind of imagine that lifestyle and having pets. And the kind of person I am, my pets are like my children. And to kind of give you an example, I have two cats, Gucci and Versace, and my two dogs are Vera and Michia. So they're like my children. So every time I left them behind, there were definitely two huge aspects to that. One was I always felt guilty about leaving them behind, because every place that I found, I just wasn't happy with them. They did not cater to my need of that, hey, these are my children. They should be taken care of as my children versus that any other, animal from that perspective. And then the other part of it was I was, again, living a very busy travel schedule. So most of these places that I was finding, that even if they were kind of good, they weren't convenient, right? So if I have to catch a Monday morning flight, every place is closed. So I have to drop them off on a Sunday. Most places are even closed on a Sunday, so you end up dropping them off on a Saturday. And when you come home Thursday night, every place is closed again. So now you have to go back and pick them up on Friday. So, of course, that becomes a little bit of a vicious circle if you travel frequently. So that's how it all started. I'm like, you know what? I have this issue. I care for my pets. And then also, I need something that's more convenient. So I start thinking about it, that there has to be other people like me out there, right? So that's how the business concept came about, as part of actually a class at Kellogg. So I did my MBA at Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. And the concept of Paradise for Paws really came out of a college class, actually.
I remember this story, and the things that you were saying, I think everybody listening can, you know, are probably nodding their heads. I remember a doggy daycare years ago. Basically, they were closed on Sunday, like you were saying, and it felt like they were holding our dogs hostage, because if we were gone for the weekend, we did come back on Sunday late, we had to leave them there and pay for them for Sunday night. So I know that you've made your Paradise for Paws different. Tell us about the differences.
Yeah, just to kind of start with that, one of the things that we talk about, what you were talking about, you know, it's very frustrating when you come home and you can't have your dog. I'm, of course, extremely proud of Paradise for Paws and what I've created. Having said that, you know, there's no place like home. With the pet belongs with that pet parent at that time, right? So one of the things I used to tell people, I don't care, charge me extra, but I want to pick up my pet. Right. So the things that we talk about, you know, things that are different, we always talk about quality care and convenience, right? So from a quality and care perspective, it is really not only just about a great facility, right? So Paradise for Paws, as an example, is a cage and crate free resort. What that means is dogs actually have actual rooms that they stay in, because that's what they're used to at home. Right. If they were adopted, they used to like a cage at the shelter, but not at their home. So we give them like a home-like atmosphere. Of course, there's lots of those aspects when it comes to quality, because we have a bone-shaped splashing pool for the dogs. So they can kind of romp around, jump in the water, have a little bit of fun. So we basically bring the paradise indoors, basically, right? So there's a lot of quality aspects to it. Certain suites have flat-screen TVs, because that's what your dog is used to at home, right? You're sitting on the couch with your dog. You're watching TV. So that's what that is there for. And then we have webcams, so you can log in and watch your dog play and see what your dog does all day long, pretty much, right? Having said that, you know, really, I do believe in this, that anybody can build a great facility. What truly differentiates at the end of the day is, how do you provide care for the guests that are coming to you, right? Mm-hmm. So the care part of it differentiates us probably more than pretty much anything at the end of the day. Because even though there's a standard, let's say, a program for dogs during the day, you know, they have to play, they have to rest, then they play again. But we take pride in customizing to that dog's specific needs because we truly believe the dogs are like us. You know, there's no two dogs that are alike. So you can't say that, hey, this is the same thing for every dog. So we have to mm-hmm. cater to the individual needs of the dogs. Right.
Well, you certainly do that.
Yep.
And then some.
Yeah. And, you know, and of course, the third part is what we, of course, talk about is the convenience part. We are open 24 hours a day. So, you know, we are in a service business, reality of it is, right? So we should cater around your schedule rather than you catering around to ours. So that's why we open 24 hours a day. We're right by the airport. So we have a location at O'Hare Airport, Midway Airport, and DFW Airport. So you can drop your pet off on the way to the airport. So you are with your pet as long as you need, as you need or want to be. So you drop your pet off on the way to the airport. You can even park your car with us. And then we'll take you to the airport. And once you land, you just give us a call. We come pick you up. Right? So we open 24 hours a day. We want to make it as convenient for you as possible without feeling guilty about leaving your pet behind where they're not going to get the right care and may not have the right facilities. So if you're going to, let's say, Hawaii on vacation, your pet should have a vacation too, right? You should not be guilty about going on a vacation.
Well, you do a lot of fun things because I get little emails from you occasionally and talk about the seasonal themes, that you actually schedule for your doggy guests. So it's not just, hey, show up and they're going to splash around in the pool, which Junior loved, of course, but you actually do like little fun themes. What are some of the fun things that you do?
Sure. You know, so we have actually fun things for both the parents as well as the pets, and it depends on the different events. As an example, you know, we all like doing our New Year's Eve parties, right? So Pooches should have a New Year's Eve party as well. So we have a New Year's Eve yappy hour for our dogs. We give them smooches at midnight, right? Because people may be kissing somebody else at midnight, but their dogs need it too. So we have this whole event that we do at a New Year's Eve party for the dogs that are and the cats that are staying with us, where we spend time with them and do a New Year's Eve party for them. We have a Halloween event. We have a photos with Santa. We have an ugly holiday sweater party for our pets. And then, you know, from time to time, some of the events that we do for people, as an example, we did a Valentine's Day event or close to Valentine's Day event for their parents as well as the dog, and the event was called Where Pooches Lead to Smooches. You know, it was a singles event, as an example, where people come in with their dogs and mingle with other singles potentially. We have a Poskers party around the Oscars night. So we do a lot of fun events because, again, we are more about, hey, the pets are staying here. It's about the experience. It is not just about they're going to get fed or, you know, they're just going to play. It's the whole experience that comes with it.
Well, it really makes you stand out. And you mentioned that you have three locations. Do you have plans to continue to expand?
Absolutely. We currently have three locations. We are hoping to open a few more in the next couple of years. So I can't talk about the specific locations just yet, but so you can imagine any major airport around the country, those are what we are planning on. We are going to be announcing our two next locations probably in the next 30 days or so.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing all about it. And, you know, we do look forward to our next visit when we finish up our pet adoption tour in Chicago. So I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
For more information, log on to paradise4paws.com, and that's the number 4. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking about a pet-friendly hotel chain that rolls out the red carpet for you and your critters, piggies included. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto Friendly Magazine presents the 5th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. Sponsored by Ford and Animal Radio, with accommodations provided by Kimpton Hotels. And special thanks to Car App sponsor, Stella and Chewy's, and our safety sponsor, Tag, the GPS pet tracker. This life-saving tour travels from L.A. to Chicago, supporting adoption events. Log on to PhytoFriendly.com to find out where the tour stops in a city near you and join the Get Your Licks on Route 66 Pet Adoption Tour, saving lives one shelter at a time.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. When we travel, we stay at Kimpton Properties whenever we can when we have our dogs, Junior and Jake. So I'm delighted to introduce my next guest, Steve Panetti with Kimpton Hotels, to tell us what makes Kimpton Hotels so special. Hi, Steve, and welcome to the show.
Well, hi. How are you doing? Thank you for inviting me this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I like your title, Senior VP Inspiration and Creativity. So what does that mean?
Well, you know, I've been here from the very beginning of our company when Bill Kimpton founded our hotels and restaurants. And my job has morphed into a little bit of everything. And so they didn't know what kind of title to give me. And this is how it ended up. but part of it really revolves around, you know, going around the country and visiting all of our hotels and restaurants and speaking to our employees about the values and the culture and the type of environment that we want to create, not only for them, but for our guests as well. So I've stayed here long enough that my job has actually evolved into the best of all worlds. I get to talk to our guests and our employees every day, and I continue to be able to keep the dream and the spirit of Bill's original idea alive in all of my interactions.
Well, I like your gig, and I think I should volunteer as your apprentice.
It's an awful lot. You got to like to travel, I can tell you that.
Well, I guess so. That's what we do. Well, so how long has Kimpton been welcoming get pets? Has this been from the get-go?
Pretty much. You know, when Bill founded the company back in 1981, he actually lived in his office. And he lived in our very first hotel, the Hotel Bedford here in San Francisco. And he loved his red wine. And and part of that was a miniature collie that he had named Chianti, of all names, that would roam around the hotel and just be part of the fabric of the building and the experience. And in that first hotel, what ended up happening is that guests who became regulars and repeated would bring their own pets. We didn't really have any formal pet program or pet policy, if you will, but people just knew that, well, Bill's dog is there, and I bet we could bring our dog. And so I can remember when the first folks showed up with their pets, and it was, oh, my God, the front desk agent came and said, we have somebody's checking in with a dog. We've never had that happen before. What do we do? It's like, I don't know. I think we just check them in. It means we've got to go get some bowls and some beds and some treats and some toys, but let's just make it happen. And it's cool how it happened, because it wasn't any kind of formal program. It was just something that organically evolved out of the environment that we had taking care of Bill's dog.
Well, I think Bill sounds like he was ahead of his time, because certainly now people understand, you know, how wonderful it is to travel with their pets. But I think the hotel industry understands that people will stay longer, and it is just a great situation all the way around. So how many locations are there now?
Gosh, you're throwing me all these great lob shots. I appreciate it. We have it's okay. we have 60 hotels and 65 restaurants, and we're in 28 cities around the United States at the moment.
So now, if you have 60 hotels and 65 restaurants, where are the five restaurants? They're not in the hotel then.
Well, no. Some of the hotels, like here in San Francisco, you have the Sir Francis Drake Hotel. Not only have you got a terrific restaurant called Scala's, you've also got a great lobby lounge, and then you've got a nightclub up on the roof. So there's really three entities within that one hotel. And we have a couple of situations like that where we have multiple venues in one hotel property.
Oh, okay. My arithmetic, I'm so proud that I paid attention to what you said there. So for the doggies, do you have in-room doggy dining menus then?
Yeah, we do. You know, one of the things that we figured out early on is you really kind of we need to craft an awareness around our pet guests. And it's like, You know, we really needed to use the same screen that we would use to take care of our human guests. You know, it's why we don't charge for multiple pets. I wouldn't charge for more than extra people in the room. And I don't charge based on weight. You know, we like me charging people based on their weight. And so we put together our philosophy around pets was that we need to take care of them and treat them, and above all else, respect them the same way we would do our guests. And so as people would come in with their pets, we would find out what do you need, you know, for us to make this a good experience and not a hassle for you. And so over time, you know, 32 years, you know, we've crafted a pretty robust program of the things that we have, the things that we do. One of the bigger, more popular items is we have a great sheet that we hand out to our guests that tell people where they can go in town, where you can go to, you can go to an outdoor movie theater, you can go to restaurants, you can go to retail shops, parks, doctors, meds, supplies. Got a great little tip sheet on all the things that you might need to know if you were traveling with your pet. And if we're lucky enough to get your pet's name in the reservation process or find out anything unique or special about them, we have like a little kind of surprise welcome that goes on when we know who's coming in. And we have fun with it. At the end of the day, it's all about, you know, putting a smile on our human guests' faces. And certainly one of the ways we can do that is by taking great care of our pet guests.
Well, I know you guys really are a model in that the industry, because there's such a big difference between pets allowed and pets welcomed. And if only other properties would understand the difference, they would really make the guest staying there with their dog a really great experience. So, you know, kudos to you guys. I think you started something, and it's really you're right up there with what and how to do this. But I wanted to ask you this question. I know from my own experience you welcome other pets besides dogs. So what has been the most unique pet, or who has stayed at the Kempton property that other than our furry feline and our dog?
Well, you know, clearly dogs are number one. There is no real number two. We've had birds, we've had cats, we've had a couple of boa constrictors check in, and fortunately we had a couple of boa constrictors check out. We get a lot of iguanas, and as pets. We did a thing with Jack Hanna in San Diego, and I think in one night we had like an alligator, a llama, and a chimpanzee all staying in the hotel. That was interesting for our wine hour. we've had rats, because rats make some of the best pets. They're one of the smartest animals out there, I guess, I've been told. What else have we had? The most stressful, I happened to be at the Denver Monaco, and a guy pulls up in a big truck, and he's pulling a horse trailer behind him, big four-horse trailer.
Oh, no.
And he comes walking in the lobby, big guy, boots, the buckle, the hat, the whole thing. And I thought, oh my God, what's going to happen here? He's like, is this that pet friendly hotel? It's like, yeah, that'd be us. And he's like, all I want to do is just park my horses outside overnight. Is that cool? It's like, oh yeah, that's better than we thought you were going to ask us. So that's going to be no problem whatsoever. So, we've had a lot of fun.
You dodged a big one.
we've had a lot of fun, with it. An interesting trend right now that's fairly new, last year or so, is business people, single business people whose soulmate is their pet, are starting more and more to bring their pets when they travel for business, leaving their pets with us to kind of care for, change the TV channel, provide food, water, you know, coordinate a walk, whatever it might be. And that's kind of a new trend. We've always had lots of pets on the weekend, you know, when individuals or couples or families are traveling, but to see it begin to grow in the corporate world midweek has been sort of an interesting phenomenon.
That is amazing. Well, you know, really, I think it's probably less stressful for people that are traveling a lot to be able to take their pets with them. So it makes a lot of sense.
That's exactly it. And you do travel a lot. You know the amount of stress that's associated with travel. And if you're a road warrior and you're on the road a lot, you know, having your pet with you goes a long way to helping you be your best self when you're conducting business during the day, knowing that your pet is close by and is in good hands and being well cared for.
Well, do you have any advice for folks that want to travel with their pets and to book a stay at one of the Kempton properties?
Absolutely. Make sure whether you're making the reservation online or you're calling our call 800 number, make sure you always let us know at least who you're bringing and what their name is. And if there are any favorite foods or special treats or toys, you know, we're all about trying to make the experience something unique and wonderful. So the more information we have, the better. And then, you know, we've got some great partners out there like JetBlue that have a pet-friendly program. We do a lot of work with Polka Dot Dog and Sherpa and some other people. And there's on our Kempton website, KemptonHotels.com, we talk about the whole pet program that we've got going and what it includes, and there's no fees and no restrictions. It's pretty wide open, and it also highlights who some of our partners are that might make travel a little bit more stressful from the perspective they have on it and the amenities and services that they provide. So yeah, it's not easy traveling with pets, but if you've done it or you're doing it for the first time, it can be done easy and it can be done efficiently and stress-free, and we're happy to be part of that experience.
Well, I know once people get the hang of it, they'll never, ever want to leave Fido at home again. So I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Okay, anytime. I appreciate you've always supported us, and we're grateful for that as well.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for being the official hotel for our pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. Take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out about a GPS system to track down Fido should he go missing. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly Magazine presents the 5th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. Sponsored by Ford and Animal Radio, with accommodations provided by Kempton Hotels. And special thanks to Car App sponsor Stella and Chewy's and our safety sponsor Tag, the GPS Pet Tracker. This life-saving tour travels from L.A. to Chicago, supporting adoption events. Log on to FidoFriendly.com to find out where the tour stops in a city near you and join the Get Your Licks on Route 66 Pet Adoption Tour, saving lives one shelter at a time.
Hey, this is Ashley Bell, official spokesperson for the 5th annual life-saving tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. The tour travels from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption. Get Your Licks on Route 66 kicks off in Los Angeles on September 14th and ends in Chicago on October 19th. Check out FidoFriendly.com and see where the tour stops near you. You might just find your new forever friend.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. As a conscientious pet guardian, we all know the importance of microchipping our pets. One company, Tag, the GPS pet tracker, has taken finding our pets to a whole new level. And here to talk with us about this is Jeff Zatara, Vice President of Marketing. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much, and hello to all your listeners.
Please give us an overview of Tag, the GPS pet tracker. This is so exciting.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's a unique product. It's something that was launched just recently, about 2 years ago, and it really is the only device in the world right now that enables a pet owner, dog or cat, to find their lost pet using both GPS and a wireless connection. So it's a really phenomenal product that has saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dogs' lives and cats' lives when they mistakenly kind of get out and we don't know where they are. And so with a few clicks of a button on your keyboard or looking on your mobile app, you're able to find very near the exact location of your dog or cat And it really gives you and gives everyone and gives myself personally as a user the peace of mind that I think we're all looking for, whether we're at work or if we're on vacation or maybe we have a dog or cat sitter. So it's really exciting for us to be a part of this and be, of course, a part of Animal Radio.
Well, it's pretty amazing technology. So for those of us not sitting in front of our computer right now and can't log on to pettracker.com, give us kind of a visual of this this component. How does it attach to our pet's collars?
Yeah, it's a very small unit. To kind of give you some perspective here, the unit itself weighs less than a walnut, and the width of it is no greater than a quarter. So it's a very small device. It attaches to any collar, which is really exciting. Everyone loves their customized collars. So it attaches to it with two clips. It clips in there really strong. And then you also have the opportunity to have a tag guard, we call it. And what that allows to happen is that you can actually protect it from any roughhousing if you have some animals that are a little bit more active. So once it clips onto the dog's collar or cat's collar, you then are able to track it. And the nice thing about Tag the Pet Tracker, not only does it have GPS, which is really great and accurate, but it also uses the Verizon Wireless Network. So it can kind of, I'll get a little too technical here, but it triangulates with cell phone towers. So even if you're a little bit out of range of the wireless tower, you could also be able to track your pet using GPS. But the other good thing is the most recently launched activity tracker. And what the activity tracker does, it allows us all to monitor our pet's activity, which helps vets diagnose certain symptoms. If your pet is a little overactive or not as active, basing it on previous trends. So that's another thing that we're very excited about as well.
Well, so for us that are not that tech savvy, and we order a tag, and it arrives, what do we do? We're going to take it out of the box, and then what do we do?
Yeah, you're going to take it out of the box, and, of course, the first thing you want to do, it is an electronic device, so you definitely do want to charge it up first. Charging is very fast, though, usually within the first couple hours. And then you're going to create your accounts, which will allow you to create your tag zone. So for all the listeners out there, your tag zone is your predetermined area of where you want your pet to stay safe. And then once the pet leaves the tag zone, you will then start getting notifications via text message or via email on your mobile phone or on your computer to say that, hey, Fido has left your tag zone. You might want to check to make sure he's still safe. And so you're going to set up your profile pic. We're going to ask a little bit about your animal's weight and age and breed, because that's what allows us to determine, the best data to use for the accelerometer inside that device that tells us how active your pet is. You'll set up your profile picture, and then you'll be good to go. So setup is really super easy, even for those like myself. I'm not too tech savvy myself, but I like something that's super easy to set up, and it's a circle. So you just make your circle really big or really small, depending on how large your tag zone. How large you want it to be. And then you're off and going. And battery life is one of the best in the industry, and we're really excited about that. And it is definitely varies depending on the usage of every potential customer that we have, but it's definitely one of the best in the industry.
So if you're going to travel like we're getting ready to do, and we're going to be going through state by state by state, what advice would you give us if we're going to be in a different state, say in like 300 miles, we've just left, the border of California, and now we're going to be in Arizona, and we're going to stay there for a little bit. What advice would you give us as far as to orchestrate this device to work in that area?
Yeah, well, definitely bring some suntan lotion because
it's
areas. We want you to stay safe there. Now, with regards to your pet, obviously, we want to ensure that you have the tag definitely charged up before you leave, and then it should last through most of your trip. But definitely, we have a travel charger that you can take with you. If you're traveling, with you guys going on the road to different cities, every location, you could potentially set up a tag zone in every one of those locations, so you are able to change your tag zone. Or maybe you're taking your dog to the office for the day, and mm-hmm. the office, somehow they get out. You can set up a tag zone, a secondary tag zone. So you just have to switch your tag zone if you want to as you're traveling. Some people, they just want to know that they can track them with the push of a button. So the tag zone simply notifies you once the pet has left that tag zone. But if your pet is next to you and for whatever reason gets scared and runs off into the desert, you're able to simply push a button. The GPS will track the location. And the nice thing is it'll actually give you directions on how to find your dog, which is a really cool feature of ours and really gives people, again, the peace of mind that they're really looking for.
That is very cool. So are you encouraging folks to continue to microchip along with using tag?
Absolutely. I think everyone should take every precaution to microchip their pet. There is a huge distinguishment between tag, the pet tracker, and a microchip. A microchip is very passive, so it's going to require someone to find your dog before your dog, you know, gets in danger. Take that pet to a vet or an animal shelter and scan it, scan for the microchip. But what we've seen is microchips sometimes migrate down the body, or sometimes a few microchips, or the data is out of date. So one of the things with Tag the Pet Tracker is that it's always up-to-date information. You'll always have total active control. So the power is in your hands, not in a stranger's hands. Now, if you're not getting Tag the Pet Tracker, definitely get a microchip. But if you have a microchip, Tag the Pet Tracker will kind of give you that real security, I think, that we're all looking for when we have our loved ones, you know, by our side all the time.
I agree. It's a extra reinforcement, and it sounds so easy to use. So what is the price point for Tag, and is there anything new on the horizon?
Yeah, Tag retails right now for $99.99. We do have a monthly service charge because we have to fund, obviously, the service that provides tracking capability. So that's $7.95 per month. So thousands and thousands of customers obviously feel that this is something that's so valuable. I spend, I think, $8 a month at least going to Starbucks. So I always tell people, just cut back on Starbucks for 1 or 2 days, and you'll be able to pay for the security that you deserve. And the thing we always want to think about, and the way I put it in perspective when I first purchased Tag, is that if your dog went missing and it's 2 days later and you don't know where your dog is, what kind of reward would you offer? Personally, I would probably give up my car, my camera, my HDTV. I'd give up everything to find my animal.
Right.
Her name is Zoe, so I would definitely give up everything. So for a price of $99.95, that's a one-time fee, and then paying a small monthly fee, same price as like a Netflix, it's really worth it. With regards to things on the horizon, there are so many exciting things. So for those listeners out there who go to tracker.com or tag, TAGG.com to buy a tag unit, you're kind of getting in on the front end. So we already have some great features that are currently deployed with our mobile app, with regard to finding a local dog park or tracking where your pet has gone in the last 30 minutes. But new things on the horizon include the ability to connect with and engage with people who own the same breed of dog in your neighborhood, finding local pet-friendly restaurants. We also are taking advantage of the sensor inside the unit to tell you what your dog's temperature is. So if you're on your trip on Route 66 and you're able to, you know, see that your dog escaped, you can tell specifically what his body temperature might be. And so that's really good for people who live in higher live in climates that have higher temperatures. You always want to make sure that there's a good temperature with the dog. So those are things on the horizon, as well as really enhancing our activity tracker. It's kind of a Fitbit for dogs, and a lot of our users really are able to get in better shape once they have the activity tracker because they see that their dog is not getting enough exercise. And so we have users now who are encouraged to get off the couch and walk their dog more often because now they're almost being held accountable, which is kind of a cool thing. So that's sometimes. But what we want to do is we want to encourage reducing pet obesity. I don't know if your listeners know it, but 50 to 60% of all pets are overweight right now, and it's indicative of where we are going as society to our humans, right? So we want to get us both in shape, and the activity tracker is going to do that really well, especially with the new advancements that we're making.
Well, I'll tell you, this is really interesting. It started out with that idea, and it's really morphed into so much more. And I really wish you guys a lot of success. And I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today and also for sponsoring the Get Your Licks on Route 66 Pet Adoption Tour.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
For more information, log on to PetTracker.com. And that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. For more information about today's show or about traveling with Fido, log on to FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio
Network.